Hey, it's Jem coming to you live from the guest room where I'm surrounded by cats, which is probably the little bells that you may be hearing. I'm in here because I am checking out my pre-surgery supplies. Today is the 13th, so my surgery is on the 22nd, so that's 9 days. I can do math. 9 days away. So I'm looking over my supplies to make sure I've got everything I need. And I thought I would tell you about the supplies that I purchased. Wow, this floor is really creaky. I have here a mastectomy pillow I bought on Etsy. You can buy them unstuffed and they're much cheaper. And then stuff it yourself with a $5 bag of stuffing. I've got 1, 2 button-down pajama sets and a button-down pajama top as well. Figure that's enough to get me through the days that I need to wear button-down pajamas and then just wash them. I have some post-surgery compression bras. You don't really buy them in a cup size. You buy them in a band size. So I got extra large so that I've got plenty of room for swelling. I would normally wear a large, but they zip up the front. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. One of them in particular is really special and a bit more expensive, and it's entirely adjustable. So the band has a Velcro. There it is. The band has a Velcro that you can place wherever you want. For me, that's really important because I don't usually wear any kind of bra, and I'm worried about, you know, feeling uncomfortable with the band digging in. And also the top straps are adjustable, as well as zipping up and down the front. And I think I might really live in this one. It's bulky, but I think that'll be good. And what else do I have? I've got a box here that I've put all my post-surgery things in. I've got this wedge pillow so I can prop up to sleep. I have a neck pillow like you would get for an airplane. I have a little TV tray type thing that I bought for Jules for her surgery, and it came in very handy when she was on bed rest. And I thought I might be able to use it also. I have a little Velcro cushion that attaches to your seatbelt. I thought that might be handy, especially for after I don't need my mastectomy pillow anymore, but if I need like a little bit of cushion there, you know? I've got Ricola herb cough drops and vapor rub fix sore throat benzocaine and menthol. That's a cat trying to get in the box. Cough drops for when my throat is sore after surgery.
You can go in there. It's okay.
Yeah, we love a box. I have some bath washcloths for bathing when you can't shower, and some Arnicare gel for bruising and healing. I have a long ass cord for my phone. I think it's 6 feet, which should be plenty. What else did I purchase? I got Gatorade with no dye in it. That was important for my pre-surgery. They run a modified ERAS protocol, which is they try to keep the amount of opioids down as much as possible, and they try to keep you hydrated. So my pre-surgical instructions say that I am allowed to eat up to midnight, and I'm allowed clear fluids until 2 hours prior to surgery. And they say I need to chug a 20-ounce bottle of dye-free Gatorade prior to leaving the house. So the carbs and all of the electrolytes will help me feel better after surgery and heal quicker. Let's see. I'm looking at my list. I have a lot of lists. One of them is top surgery things. Stool softeners I still haven't gotten. I'm going to talk to the people at my pre-op on Monday about that. I got protein powder. I got a lot of protein drinks. I'm vegan, so it's even more challenging than most people for me to get a lot of protein. So I have to really look out for it. And I also made some rice and vegetable soup with edamame that I like to eat when I'm feeling under the weather. And I froze that so Jules can just unfreeze it and bring it to me. Got some alcohol packets in case I feel nauseous and want to use it as aromatherapy. I've got a water bottle. I didn't need to buy that. I bought some liquid IV electrolyte stuff in a flavor that I like, so that even if I'm like not feeling like eating, a lot of people say they don't really have much appetite after surgery. I'll be able to get at least some carbs and electrolytes and minerals and all that shit in to my body. And I'm feeling a lot more calm than I was a month ago. Some of the things that have helped me have been to visualize and write down the worst case scenario and all the things that could go wrong, and then the best case scenario. So it's like opposite of all the things that could go wrong. And it was really nice to see the opposite list of all the things that could go right. Thanks, my therapist, for that suggestion. I have been repeating to myself that I will wake up comfortable, warm, and hungry, which that came from a anesthesiologist who says that to his patients when he's putting them under. The mind is a powerful thing. So I've done at least one therapy session about my surgery and trying to get a handle on my fear. I have started reading a book about some of my specific fears, and it has helped me kind of ground myself. What else? I'm keeping a running total of all the things that I have bought for surgery and how much they cost, so that at the end I'll be able to find out exactly how much I paid for everything, hopefully, if I didn't forget anything. I found some really nice affirmations to use in the Reddit reduction group, r/reduction. Things that people have said after surgery, like, my healing experience was a breeze, I was worried about nothing. Healing is easier than you think it will be, and the surgery is so easy. This is the best nap of my life. Stuff like that. I have some things to do pre-surgery, then the 24 hours pre-surgery, and I hope I will get to all of them. We'll talk about them later. I wrote myself a letter about how great and strong and proud I am of myself. And if I'm feeling sad or regretful, this is like, how come I did it? And encouraging myself to try different things that are helpful. What else did I do? Oh, I went to, and this is way overkill, but because I'm anxious, this is what I've done. I went to my cataract surgeon and got all my surgery notes and everything I was given, all the medications I was given pre-surgery, to see what they were and to see what I've had and what I haven't had when it comes to, you know, like propofol, you know, all the different drugs that they give you for anesthesia, to see if like I could gauge how I might react based on, oh, I've had propofol before, you know. Unfortunately, that wasn't really helpful because what I got was like Valium and Zofran and Phenergan and Pepcid, a bunch of things for anti-nausea drugs, which is because I'm high risk and that's what I asked for. The only thing that that I got that I was surprised about was fentanyl. Which I've never, didn't know I had fentanyl, but I don't think I'll be having it this time. I think he uses oxy something or other, but Versed I did have, and I gotta say, it's the best fucking thing. It's an anti-anxiety drug, and basically you just stop being scared of everything. It's like, I remember them wheeling me into the OR, and after giving it to me, I was like, this is fine. Everything feels fine. Like, the anxiety just went gone. I was just like, this is very interesting. How interesting to be here in the OR. Which is good, because that was a surgery that I was actually semi-conscious for. Boys, do you have to fight while I'm recording a podcast? Must you? They don't care. Anyway, I've got like an order of something coming via Walmart that was like a last minute surgery order. I'm going to see what it is. I need to add that to my list. Boys. It sounds much worse than it is. It's like, you know, like when a kid plays with his dad and the dad's like, roar, I'm gonna get you, and the kid's screaming. That's the kind of noises that they make when they're play fighting each other. As you can hear. They never hurt each other, except one time Buster got clawed in the eye and I had to take him to the vet because he got infected. But it healed fine. They just like to wrestle. Anyway, I ordered a liquid IV and Arnica drops and some crackers. Okay, so I'll add that. Oh, and a pair of long pajamas that button up in some little round ice packs, which I thought somebody recommended on reduction. I think they would be good for putting on places that feel particularly sore. Although I don't know how my surgeon feels about ice. Anyway, yeah, so in the 24 hours before surgery, my list is as follows. Hydrate like crazy. Set my out-of-office message on my email. Take some before photos. Take out my nose piercing and my jewelry. Have an orgasm because I'm not supposed to have sexual activity for like 2 weeks. I don't know if that means no orgasms, but I'm not going to risk it. Wash the sheets and clean the cat boxes. So that's my pre-surgery situation here, 9 days from surgery. And I keep telling myself, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. The more I repeat that, the more grounded I feel and the more calm I feel. I think an interesting thing that I am worried about is not regret about the surgery itself, but a feeling like I won't have anything to look forward to after. Like, you know how you feel after the holidays where you're just like blah and you get all sad because the exciting stuff is over? Like, I'm worried about feeling like that once my surgery is over and I'm somewhat recovered. I know it'll be nice to be adjusting to my new body. So to combat that, actually today I bought a watercolor course from one of my favorite watercolor instructors, Peggy Dean. She was offering one for $100 and it has all the materials included. They send you all the materials and it's like 6 lessons on how to do botanicals. And I love her botanicals and I love her teaching. I did her 6 or 8 week sketchbook boot camp this summer and it was the best thing for my art. I learned so much and I drew every single day and it was amazing. And I'm hoping to do a lot more drawing now that I will be unable to do pottery for a few weeks. Because, you know, no lifting, no grabbing things hard, no exerting your chest. I don't want to split knee stitches, so I'll be doing a lot of drawing. Jules is finally done with school, so that's great. She's done with her classes for the semester. So she'll have lots of time to look after me and hopefully do some of her own pottery. And yeah, I'm just rambling now. I guess I'm going to send this to my computer and edit it and put it up. Thank you all for coming along with me. And if you're having your own top surgery, I hope that this is helpful. And I will continue to bring you along on everything I can. Jules is going to be in charge of collecting B-roll and telling you all how things are going and how she's feeling while I am out of commission. And then I will try to talk to you all and update you after my surgery as soon as I can. I don't know if I'll be speaking Japanese to the nurses or texting random words to people like Jules was after her surgery. We'll see. Maybe I'll just be hilarious or maybe I'll just be asleep. All right. Well, I will talk to you later. Bye.